I'm okay if you say no. But I don't trust no plan, even if I really don't understand. But I know I'm winning, yeah, cause I know you're with it. Hey, I just need you to show me, cause you're the only one who really.
That's the latest from Evie McKinney. It's Don't Walk Away on the Every Generation station. KAYTKQJOFM, the unstoppable Wade Hampton show is what you're listening to. We're celebrating Women's History Month all month long, and I'm reminded of the significant achievements that women have made in our society. And I'm thinking particularly of the three women who worked at NASA that inspired the movie Hidden Figures, and a lot of other women who have done wonderful, great things. And some local women who continue to achieve greatness. Women's History Month is this month. Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy? Well, I'm going to give you a clue. I'd like for you to respond to it in the form of a question at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Now, if you're scared, don't be. This is going to be an open book test. The problem with this one is that there's not going to be a clue to go look it up. You're just going to have to know this one, all right? Here we go. Bible Jeopardy time today. Who was told to make bonds and yokes and put them upon his neck? Who was told to make bonds and yokes and to put them upon his neck? Was it Jeremiah? Was it Ezekiel? Could it be Isaiah? Or maybe it was Hosea. Who was told to make bonds and yokes and to put them upon his neck? Your choices are Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, or Hosea. Of course, I can't give you a scriptural clue because that would give the answer away. But you come up with the answer and give it to me in the form of a question. I'll let you come sit at the front of the class. Yeah. We've got all day long to do that one. Well, at least an hour or so. I've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up next hour, as a matter of fact, and I'd like for you to be on it. If it's your birthday, let's celebrate. 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We're going to take a quick break. We've got the Five Cities weather forecast for today, and music is on the way from Otis Kemp. It's Church Parking Lot. Leads us off on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the Tuesday, March 25th forecast for the five cities. We'll start in Alexandria. In a word, nice. We'll have areas of patchy fog and abundant sunshine with a high at 86. Overnight, clear skies with a low at 57. Shreveport gets the sunshine treatment with a high at 89. Our overnight low under clear skies is at 60. There may be some passing clouds and a slight chance of rain. Monroe will have a sunny outlook on Tuesday with a high at 87. We've got mostly clear skies in the night with a slight chance of rain. Our low is at 58. In Lake Charles, patchy fog early. That burns off by the afternoon, becoming sunny with a high at around 85. Mainly clear early, then a few clouds move through later on in the night with a low at 61. It'll be foggy and cloudy early in the morning in Natchez, Mississippi. That gives way to mainly sunshine in the afternoon. Look for a high at 84. Our overnight low is at 57 under clear skies. That's your complete five cities weather forecast for Tuesday, March 25th. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Put your jam on in the church parking lot. Come get them praise. Let me see what you got. When your chance left church and you finna go live. And you're looking for some food and a real good time. Today was a good day, man. I love the word. Send a shout out to all the preachers in the earth. Man, it feel good just to get up in your ride. Turn your music up, drop the top down if you got it. And now they looking at you. Yeah, let them look. Take a double look. Yep, they don't know what it took. It took a lot of sacrifice, giving God everything. If you ask me, was it worth it, man, I'd do it all again.
I can't live without you. And I can't do what they do.
Gotta give God praise and I won't stop it.
See, I was tired of the same old thing. Because of you, my life has changed.
So when you see me dancing, please understand it's all because of him. I'll be rapping Jesus' name everywhere across the line.
I can't live without you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, a lot of great conversation takes place in the church parking lot. It's a wonderful fellowship, too. That's a collaboration with Otis Kemp and Tasha Page Lockhart. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on your radio. This past weekend, we lost a wonderful human being. George Foreman, the former heavyweight champion of the world, died at the age of 76. And I'm blessed to have been raised in an era where we got to see him at his greatest. And he's the guy that was famously defeated by Muhammad Ali with the famous rope-a-dope technique where he just pounded on Ali and Ali allowed the ring ropes to absorb the punishment. But other than that, George Foreman was a great heavyweight champion and a wonderful community man and a family man and a man of God. And our thoughts and prayers are with his family. George Foreman passed away at the age of 76, and we remember him. And I see the greatness in you, too. We're going to continue to play the great music that will be befitting of you. Dion Kipping is on the way. He's got a brand new song called Next. Israel Houghton and New Breed, plus this one. It's Cedric Ballard and Blessing Me on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
But then you came along and helped me to restart. The many times I've endured so much pain, but just one touch from you took away the strain. And you just